Torah says in Parashas Kedoshim, Lo sikom v'lo sitor es b'nei amecha v'ohavta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. At first glance, what is the connection between v'ohavta l'reacha kamocha and taking revenge? We think that the opposite of ahava is sinna. There's a mitzvah to love a fellow Jew, so the opposite would be to hate the Jew. So the pasuk should have said, "Lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha v'yahavta l'recha kamocha." Why does the pasuk link v'yahavta l'recha kamocha to the issa lo sikam lo sita? The Rambam in Hilchas Deos in Perek Zayin writes that nekoma is a highly improper midah. It's a deya ro'a hi ad ma'od. He says, "Ela ro'ilo la'adam lios mavral midosav kol divrei ha'olam." Person really should overlook all of the injustices that people do to him. Sha'kol etzel ha'mevinim divrei hevel ve'havai ve'einon kedai linkom aleihem. Because by the mevinim, by those who really understand Zabdi Rambam, everything of this world is divrei hevel ve'havai. It's not so significant, it's not so choshev, it's not kedai to take revenge for things that happen to us in this world. The Rambam is saying that kovet, that momen, money, honor, these are fleeting. They're not lasting. Things of the physical world are not lasting. They don't relate to a person's neshama. They're not so choshev. So why take the kama? Someone insults you. Someone tricks you. Maybe he cheats you out of something that you deserve. Why take the kama? What's the value? It's not so important. The Ramban gives a mashal to a child that's playing with his blocks, maybe with his Lego, making a sandcastle. It's a beautiful binyan. And suddenly a person comes over and he kicks the sandcastle and destroys it. And the child runs to his father and complains and cries out to him and says, "Look what this person did. Get back at him. Punish him. Hurt him." And the father thinks to himself, even though his child believes this is so important, he feels this is so important, but in the scheme of things, the sandcastle is not so important. Sometimes we get carried away. We're offended, we're embarrassed, someone cheats us out of something that we feel we deserve, and we want to take revenge against that person. Comes the Rambam and says, it's a midah ro'ah, because it's not so significant. It's not such a significant thing. Certainly a person shouldn't allow himself, he doesn't have to allow himself to be the victim of bullying. But there's a very big difference between defending oneself, protecting oneself, and being vindictive. To take revenge, that's a midah ro'ah, says the Rambam, because in truth, it's not so significant. This is one reason why taking revenge is not a good midah. But there's a deeper reason as well. That is, if a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything that happens to him, as Chazal say in the Gemara in Chulin and Avzayin, that Ein Adam Nokef Etzva'o Milamata Elam Kein Machrizin Olov Milamala, that a person doesn't even stub his toe if there's not a Gzeira Min HaShemayim that should happen to him. So then a person immediately realizes, like, what's the need to take Nakama? What's the value to take revenge? It's like if Reuven hits Shimon with a stick, so how is Shimon going to fight back? By kicking the stick? But the stick is not hitting him. There's someone behind the stick. So it's the same is true in general when it comes to things that happen to us in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the stick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind what's happening to us. If a person feels wrong, so what should he do? He should daven. He should daven. He should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make things better. He should realize the real source of the trouble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the trouble on him. He should focus on making himself worthy of Hashem's bracha, and then hopefully the trouble will just go away by itself. In Sefer Shmuel Beis in Perek Tazayin, the Navi describes, it tells the story, David HaMelech is running away from his son Avshalom. He runs from the palace. And as he's running away, Shimi ben Gera comes up to him and starts cursing him. And the pasuk says, Avishai ben Tsruya, one of the Gibarim of David, he turns to David and he says, "Lomi yakala la kelev ames hazeh sadoni amelech." Why do you let this dead dog curse the king? Ebra nove asira es rosha. Let me take care of him. I'll kill him. Why should he curse the king? And David Amelech responds to him, "Malivu lachem b'nei Tzruya. What do you want from me, b'nei Tzruya? Ko yakala ki Hashem amar lo kala les David. What's he cursing me for? he decided to curse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to curse David. Umi yomar madu asisa kain. And who are you? Who's going to say, why are you doing this? David HaMelech understood that if someone is cursing him, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent that individual to curse him. He needed that kapar. It was divinely orchestrated. It didn't just happen by itself. It wasn't Shimi's decision to curse David. Yes, Shimi was punished for what he did. I'm not saying what Shimi did was proper, but David HaMelech realized that there's a source of that klala. There's a motivation. There's someone who's sending that individual out to curse him. To take nekama against the individual who's cursing him, that's like hitting the stick. He has to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take away his tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should feel his pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see his tshuva. And then all the klolos, all the troubles will just evaporate. They'll just go away on their own. If you think about it for a moment, the issa lo sikom, it's not just an avera bein adam lachavero, it's an avera bein adam lamakam as well, because it comes from a chisaron emunah. If someone realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, so why take revenge? There's no value to that. That other individual is not doing anything to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's really doing it to you. And maybe that's the connection between Ahavas Reya ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha and the issa lo sikom. The Ramban already is troubled. How can it be that the Torah commands us to love someone else as much as we love ourselves? It's impossible. You can't love someone else in the same way. In fact, it's not a hashkafas haTorah. Chazal say chayecha kodman l'chayecha vercha. Your life comes first. So what's the pasuk saying? The answer, says the Ramban, is that the Torah is mitzaveh. The Torah is commanding us not to love someone else the same way that we love ourselves, but rather that we should be happy for the success and the prosperity of someone else. We should be sameach b'rvos hatova. When good things happen to other people, we should be happy for them, just like we're happy for our own hatzlocha. But how does a person reach that level? To be happy for someone else, for the prosperity of the other individual, as much as he'd be happy for his own prosperity, how can he reach that level? The answer is, if a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything that we have in life, then we can be happy for our own lot and be happy for someone else's chelek as well. Because someone else's good fortune doesn't take away anything from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us anything, no matter how much he gives to someone else. He can give us the same amount if we deserve it, if he so desires to give us. V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha lo sikom, they're really both focused on the same yisod. But if a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, so then there's no need to take revenge. And at the same time, he can feel happy for someone else as well. And maybe that's why the pasuk ends, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem, because that's really the yisod of both mitzvahs. A person has to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And when he understands that, then he'll be sameach b'chelko, he'll be happy with his own lot. He'll be happy for someone else's hatzlocha as well. And he won't feel a need to take revenge, because he realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him everything that he deserves. Shabbos.